Power bills are supposed to be going down. That's what political leaders have been spruiking, and the news was a welcome relief for houses and businesses hit hard by high energy costs. Except, it appears that's not exactly what's happening. Some retailers have even advised customers that their rates are going up. So, what's going on here? Let's rewind a bit. Last month, the Australian Energy Regulator announced that after years of increases, so-called default market offers would fall up to 10% from July, because of declines in the underlying cost of producing power. The regulator said that generation costs were finally easing as the hit from Russia's invasion of Ukraine began to fade, and more renewable energy and solar batteries in the system were pushing down high wholesale costs. But the ABC has now seen price increase notices for customers from five of the largest electricity providers, plus a couple of popular smaller retailers. Across much of the country, thousands of customers have been getting similar notices. In some cases, whacked with a more than 60% hike in their daily supply charge, leaving many consumers angry and confused. Richard Foxworthy, who runs a power price comparison service, says they have every right to be.
We call it a confusopoly. I think it's completely understandable that default offer prices tend to get a lot of media attention because it's one of the few easily digestible price signals. So when that isn't reflected in your own bill, well then understandably that comes as a surprise.
He says the default offers set up by the Australian Energy Regulator in Queensland, New South Wales and South Australia are supposed to act as a ceiling price. They help protect customers. He believes some retailers appear to be raising their discount prices to claw back profit and notes a wider margin between the cheapest and most expensive rates.
Everybody's on a different market rate and those prices can and do change every day. So the price you're on is a function of whatever the prevailing offer price was on the day that you signed up. Tomorrow and the day after, that price can change again and again. So historically, whatever rate you happen to be on may be low relative to what's happening in the market today. And so when there's a price reset, your personal experience can be that it's a price increase.
Even the Australian Energy Council, which represents power retailers, admits overcomplexity of power pricing is a problem the industry needs to tackle. Though its CEO, Louisa Kinnear, insists far more customers are likely to see their bills decrease than rise this year.
The fixed charge, which is your daily charge, for some customers, does look like it has increased substantially, but that is generally being an offset by a reduction in the unit charge.
Basically, there's been a shake-up to the way power bills are being charged. Energy companies can recover more of their costs via fixed or daily supply charges, and offsetting this would be lower usage charges. Still, Energy Minister Chris Bowen has asked the regulator to investigate whether price hikes and how they're communicated to customers breach rules. The regulator says it will monitor energy retailers for compliance. And the government is hoping to leverage Australia's renewable energy transition to pass cheaper power prices on to voters struggling with the cost of living. But for now, it appears they'll have to go out of their way to hunt for a good deal.